it matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964 or email focus@clare.fm.
You're very welcome back to the programme. Now, there's no doubt that Galway is a great city to visit and hugely popular with visitors from this county and further afield. And with a range of festivals and venues, it's a magnet for all ages. Recently, however, concerns have been raised about a sharp spike in the number of assaults being reported in the city of the Tribes. Gardaí and Galway have revealed that 112 assaults have been reported since January. 13 of those were serious assaults causing harm. My next guest has proposed a solution that he feels could make a difference. Councillor Peter Keane joins me on the line. Peter, good morning to you.
Good morning, Keith.
This is of interest to us, of course, in County Clare because we have so many people studying in Galway and the various universities and colleges up there. How serious is the problem?
Well, report on report, as a member of the Joint Policing Committee, we get quarterly reports and quarterly statistics with regard to crime figures in the city. And whilst the really good news story in that overall crime figures are down in Galway City, due in no small part to the fine work of the members of An Garda Síochána Síochána, there is a slightly disturbing figure caught in amongst that, and that is that common assaults in our city are up by 13%, and assaults causing harm, which is the more serious of the offence, are up 31%. Now, these figures are compiled for the first 5 months to the end of May 2017 as a like-for-like, as against last year. Now, as I say, Pat, these are sort of disturbing figures, and these are things we must look at. It behoves us as local authorities that we say, okay, in collaboration with An Garda Síochána, how do we come up with solutions to reduce these figures and not have them increasing time on time? Now, many of these assaults are occurring late at night. Many of them are being perpetrated when crowds gather. We're being told by An Garda Síochána, we have been given assurances that manpower levels will not be decreased in the city, but the overtime budgets for An Garda Síochána in Galway City and indeed across the nation are being cut by up to 30%. So when you're being given stats like that, we have to look at it as local legislators and say, well, how can we try and address this problem? And what I've sort of said is, let's look at models that they are doing in other major urban areas throughout Europe, in Australia, and indeed particularly in Scotland, where they have a system in some cities there where takeaways are closed before the pubs close. Therefore, when people spill out onto the streets, they actually go home at night and they don't gather and there's no trouble.
I wonder, is that something that could work in an Irish town, though?
I genuinely believe it can. I mean, we all have seen, we only need to look at YouTube to see what goes on when crowds gather late at night. I am not suggesting for one second that all of these assaults are happening late at night. They're across the spectrum, Pat. They're happening through domestic violence. They're happening throughout all age groups. Now, in Galway City, as you say, and many parents in County Clare are sending their kids to Galway City during the academic year, we have anything up to about 27,000 students in our city. Now, we accept that that brings with it its challenges in relation to law and order and policing, but the health and safety of these kids is paramount to us. We're, as you said earlier, we're a city of festivals. We are concerned about our brand, our reputation. When you have the New York Times talking about Galway City as being the most friendly small city in the world, then I think our responsibility then is to enhance that and let us become the safest city at night and let us get rid of these crime stats and reduce them to zero, because 13% of an increase in common assault and the more serious one, 31% of an increase in assault causing harm. That, as many of your listeners will know, is an assault with an implement or an assault caused with closed fist.
Sorry, Peter, are you proposing that it's legislated for that takeaways close before the pubs, or is it a question of councillors or local authorities or Gardaí or Chamber of Commerce approaching members, approaching takeaway operators and asking them can they cooperate? Because you'd imagine that some might be willing to cooperate because they don't want the hassle.
I think that it's more that you're going to have to legislate for it. I don't think you'll get cooperation on this. And I do accept, I did an interview yesterday with Pat McDonough, the head of Supermax on Galway AFM, where he was saying, look, what Peter Kane is trying to do is just trying to close down the town. Some of his busiest hours he accepted were, you know, from 12 o'clock onwards. What I'm saying here is that we have, as local authorities under the Local Government Act of 2001, we have the legislative powers to do this. The two major functions we have as councillors, no more than in County Clare, is to put through a development plan and to put through a budget on an annual basis. Now, I'm saying that we should open this up as a discussion, as a planning policy going forward. So we look at a solution as lawmakers to say, will we put a specific objective in our development plans going forward that says, look, grant permissions to takeaways, grant permissions to food outlets, but you've got to be closed by 12:30, 11:30, whatever it is, so that you are closed before the crowds congregate on the streets. And so when people of all ages and of all sorts come out of clubs and nightclubs, they actually go home, which is where they should be going at 2:30 at night.
But you do appreciate that you're going to face a fairly block wall, as you did with Pat McTunn in relation to this proposal. And the takeaway and the fast food outlets might say it'd be easier to close the pubs earlier.
Well, it would, but unfortunately that's not something that I have any legislative power over as an elected member of a local authority. As your listeners would well be aware, the Intoxicating Liquor Act and the opening hours of pubs are governed by national legislation. Now, I know that we can lobby our TDs and we can talk to our TDs in terms of introducing national legislation. I would prefer to deal with it where I have the power, the competency to do it, and that is within local authorities. I certainly would say to you this, Pat, and you would know this yourself, that in applications for special exemptions, the jurisdiction lies with the district courts in the locality to either grant or not grant special exemptions, which allow public houses to stay open late at night. And maybe yes, we should consider doing something like that for takeaways. In circumstances where there are no Gardaí available, where overtime budgets have been slashed by 30%, we're being told by our chief superintendent in Galway that he can't police the Spanish Arch on a Saturday afternoon to enforce the drinking bylaws that I wrote in recent years. And he's saying he doesn't have the manpower to police it late at night. So when you're getting these statistics and when you're getting these reports from Garda authorities, what are we going to do about it? We have to do something. It behoves us to open this as a discussion document.
It's going to be very interesting. Obviously, the reputation of Galway is very high in your mind and on your priority list as well, and the safety, of course, of your visitors and students, as you say, 27,000 students. You mentioned there, Peter, that many of the assaults take place at night time. We have one comment in from Cathy from Scariff, who phoned to say her son went to Galway with friends last week. On a Saturday, in the middle of the day, he and his two friends, all aged 16, were mugged and assaulted after getting off the bus. Thankfully, they're fine, but very, very shocked. She's heard from other parents that there's a regular thing, and she says she's disgusted. If it's happening in broad daylight, it must be a huge cause for concern.
It's a huge cause for concern that we are calling time and time again on high visibility with regard to policing of our city. I'm disgusted as a local authority in Galway, as a local authority member in Galway City Council, to hear that visitors coming from County Clare would be subject to such behaviour, and that is not acceptable on any level at any hour of the day or night. But what we're calling for is more Gardaí on the street, more feet on the ground, higher visibility, Pat, because that is how you'll solve policing in the country, is getting Gardaí embedded in the community. But then when you're told overtime budgets are being slashed at the same time when Minister Ross opens a new Garda station in Stepaside or reopens a Garda station in Stepaside, we don't have the manpower out in the communities. We don't have it outside of the M50. We're told time and time again that our chief superintendents are not being given the resources they require, the resources they deserve to deal with law and order. And we have to be cognizant of, as I say, we're a tourism capital, no more than Clare and West Clare and Lahinch and other places like that. We're tourism capital. It behoves us to put the correct Garda manpower on the ground to solve these problems. But when we're told that there's no Gardaí available, we got to look elsewhere.
Very good, Peter. Listen, thank you very much for your time. You've raised some very important issues, and of course, hopefully that something can be done to allay the fears of students from Clare and visitors from Clare travelling to what is a great, great city. Thank you very much, Councillor Peter Keane in Galway with Philly this morning, talking to us. 0861 800 964 is the text number.
If it matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964, or email focus@clare.fm.